102.9, Namibia's Heart and Soul.
We're bringing you the vibes and it's all today.
That's right, it's Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's 8:25. It's a morning, or it's a morning where we really just want clarity. And we want a clarity from the actual subject matter. And one subject matter that we've been talking about, Shaquan, especially on Fresh Breakfast, is the subject matter of Coach Mervin Bakera. We remember when the Ghanaian coach was brought in, Prince George Kofi, and the question was at the time from supporters and from just analysts like ourselves, like, okay, but then it was explained, no, Kev, okay, sharp. Nah. And then Ghanaian coach was given the boot, he left.
With his
Kev licensing qualification. Coach Bakera takes over. And now again, it feels like deja vu, because now again, Coach Bakera takes a backseat to what it seemed like, or what it seemed like a backseat to Abudi Ronny Kanalelo. And we need to have that conversation. We need to understand. And like, what can Andazo be stars? But first things first, Abudi Coach Mervin Bakera, how are you doing, my good sir?
Good morning to the listeners. You know, I always start my conversation with giving glory to the Almighty.
100%.
Yeah.
And man, the collab at Langhafad, man. I was waiting for this collab.
This collab to be here.
This team is very hard to make.
Tell them. Yeah. No, but the last time that we actually wanted you on the show, you were in Zambia, I think. Mm. Yeah, when you were actually busy with the licensing
and so forth. Man, let's first understand the man that is Coach Bakera, Buta. Tell us about your coaching journey. Where did it all start? Where did it? Perhaps also who inspired that the same weekend, Jekan coach, Versan.
Yeah.
And then we talk about that journey.
Yeah. Look, I think. My coaching journey, I should give credit to Jackie Herze.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, that's interesting.
Remember, I'm also a former teacher
and
a former Tigers captain.
Yeah.
So by that time, she saw me playing for Tigers, saw this disciplined guy on and off the pitch, and she also got to understood that this guy is a teacher. So by then, they wanted then to start women football development in terms of having schools to have girls teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
is this before Girls and Goals?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's before Girls and Goals. And she came to my school and then pursued me to start a girls team. I said, no, I'm not into coaching.
Yeah.
I'm a footballer.
Yeah.
She said, no, we're going to support you. And I think we just took it from there. You know, the journey of women football grew me or gave me growth because then they really took care of me. Because then we started with under 12, under 13. And then we went to play NSSU games. And then they gave me the big responsibility. My first responsibility as a coach was with, I think I was 26 years.
Yo.
When I took the under 15 to the Youth Olympics. And that's the biggest games in youth.
Of course, youth structure,
sports.
Yeah.
Youth sports. So I give gratitude to women football. And also not to miss Jackie Shipanga, who then started, mentoring me in terms of the technical aspect of the game.
Aspect of it, yeah.
So, but then as I was playing and also coaching, came Bobby Samaria, Tigers.
The Don.
Yes, by that time the team was also changing coaches, chopping and changing. So then when Bobby came and saw my credentials and said, man, this boy has potential. So he made me a player.
Oh, player coach, okay.
Player assistant coach,
okay.
So, and in that year, I think in 19 years, Tigers didn't win any cup. That was the first year that we won the FA Cup. And then from there, he just started introducing me to the elite football. Sometime giving me the opportunity to lead and so on. So from there, I grew up and then I started then coaching the national teams, women team, coached the under-17 World Cup. I think I was the first coach, first youngest coach to ever won a World Cup qualifier match in the whole Africa when we beat Botswana in Gaborone. So,
wow.
Yeah. So then it started going there, and then later I became assistant coach at UNAM under Ronnie Cananello. Very good season. The same season we went to the final of the FA, and we also ended third or fourth, I think.
Yeah.
So it was a very, very good season. I think the best season ever that UNAM ever had.
Ever had, to be honest.
Yeah. So then Tigers came calling me. So I went and then became an interim there, and then didn't go that well. So I left for Stars. Salomo Hay came to get me and said, "No, look, we want you to come, but now you and I had an opportunity to go to Tura Magic."
And Tura Magic at the time was an incredible structure. Yes.
Tura Magic is what's Ongos now.
What's Ongos now? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I had an opportunity to go there for actually a head coach role, but I chose to go to African Stars in an assistant role because there was a guy called Mohamed Gago from Ghana, a guy that played in the Udinese in Italy. Was a captain. He played in Germany. So I said, I'm still young. Let me go learn.
Really from him, yeah.
Yes, from him. So then the football squabble started. Stars didn't play for much. And then the coach went back to Ghana. So then I was given the responsibility of interim coach again at Stars. So and the COVID came and all these things. But we kept moving. Finally, we started the 2023 season.
Yeah.
So it took long. So I'm almost like 5 years at Stars, but people thought it's just a short. But in all those years, you know, it was a struggle because the club didn't play, but we had to keep the club going.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you come at the training, you only have 4 or 5 players, but you train, that session goes as if it's a full-blown session.
Yeah.
And that's the mentality that we installed. And then Ronald Keshere, I remember, begged from that time. Those were the senior players that we had with those development players. There is a boy called Paulus who scored against me now Saturday. They were part of that group that we started then. We
here you are.
2022-2023 league champion.
Yeah.
You see, here's the thing, right? The reason why we asked you that question. It's perhaps just to give people a bit of perspective in terms of your credentials. Because, you know, if you follow the debate on air, online and everywhere, it's always, Ahmar, he is elegant,
but the thing is, people just want to add their two cents.
Exactly.
As opposed to you actually using that time to educate yourself as to whom Bakera is.
Yeah.
But maybe this is also why this platform is actually here. So thank you for being here.
Yeah. So let's talk, you mentioned African Stars. Let's talk about African Stars, because that's the bone of contention right now. Walk us through the situation when Prince George Kofi came, because the explanation that was given at the time, the official explanation was no, that you didn't have the required qualification to be competing on that level, which was the African level. Was that the case?
Yeah, I really don't like this conversation.
And how was that time for you? Really?
Yeah. Look. You see, CAF says if your coach is not qualified, right? The coach can be part of the pre-match
preparations and so on.
Yeah, pre-match post.
Okay.
And post-match interviews. He can also be part of the halftime talk. But the coach is not only allowed to sit on the bench. That's what CAF says. I think with the chairman, Patrick, by that time, we had a good conversation when I was in Zambia doing the CAF diploma.
Yes. Yeah,
actually, the CAF B diploma right now, in terms of the content, is equivalent to the old A license.
Oh.
Yes. That's why now they are trying to, you know, phase out the license.
The license, yeah.
And bring in the diploma.
Mm.
Because the diploma doesn't have the refresher. It's like you have it. The A license, you have to do a refresher.
Mm.
So long story short, we then thought of that moment that, look, we need to get somebody that will be like a dummy to be there as a dummy, have a license,
mm.
and then you still continue your job. And we're not going to be the first team to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Gavin Hunt only got his A license now.
Mm-hmm. And Gavin Hunt, Super Sport
yes,
Gavin Hunt.
Yes, Gavin Hunt only got it now.
Okay.
Yeah. And all the time, you know, teams just do that. You get a dummy and then the transition continue. You know, it's you don't have any disturbance in the team.
The flow of the team, yes. Yeah.
So you were still in charge of the team, technically?
I mean, with Gavin Hunt. But right now, we changed.
Okay.
Because we wanted to do that.
Mm.
But unfortunately, when we found out from CAF, all the A-license coaches of Namibia, they were revoked because of the non-refresher thing. So we didn't have anybody to step in to make him a dummy. Because we tried one or two people, but then it was told, no, they need to do refresher for them to be
qualify,
allowed.
Yeah.
Yes. So hence now, the management went to abroad to get Coach Coffee.
Mm.
You know, I think it's a guy that I like. Good qualifications. But when he came...
I'm sorry. Did you catch that?
No, I mean, I caught it. Good qualifications, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. But when we came, I don't know. We had a good plan in place. We went to Botswana. You know, we said, okay, we are now two.
Mm.
So the idea that I got was, you guys are coaches, you know.
And not an assistant coach.
No, I mean, you have a contract of a head coach.
Uh-huh.
So why would you step back to be an assistant coach?
Uh-huh. I mean, so that was the idea.
Uh-huh.
And I bought into the idea because the club is bigger. You're getting like a super boost also next to you.
Absolutely.
So take it.
And this is the conversation that you had with Abudi Patrick at the time.
Yes.
Who was the former
Salomo.
Chairman?
Oh, Salomo
Aina, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he started that first conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we concluded with the Chairman Patrick, it was all that rosy. Very beautiful. That
plan.
Meeting and we...
We still got you.
Yes,
you're still family.
Yes,
yeah.
We're together. And then when we went to Botswana, I think it started now. Because we had a preparation in Botswana, remember?
Mm. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and then the coach had a problem with a certain detail because I spoke first and him, and it was just a thing. So when we sat down as a coach, listen, this is how it should have been done. I mean, let's go back to it.
Was it not communicated to him in the first place?
It was. We were in the same meeting. So then when we sat down, and I explained to him, this is what I did.
Mm.
This is how I humbled myself so that we take this thing together.
Come on.
And then he said, no, man. Okay, let's do this. So then we divided our roles very well. Because remember in Botswana, the preparation, the structures, the tactics, the players were still from the old season.
Season, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm the one that knew that.
Yes.
So he came in with just the principles of the game and all that. So we divided. You talk of the principles. I will go in with the tactics and the structures and everything.
Okay.
And boom, Botswana was miraculous. You know, we beat all the teams in Botswana.
No, that was a fantastic run.
Yeah.
Because we had that good working relationship.
Mm.
You do that. I do this. And I remember very well they wrote in the newspaper, Township Rollers will fix the country with these African stars because we were beating all the teams.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So the last game we played in Maun against Township Rollers, same structure.
Mm.
These three defenders that certain people are not fond of. Same structure, boom, 2-0, we beat Township Rollers.
Township Rollers is the biggest team in Botswana.
Yes, and good. And remember, we have assembled a great team.
Mm.
The players that we have put together, it's magnificent. That team is
in
it's,
every position.
Yes, very quality guys. In terms of humility, also very good human beings. Mm. You could push them, and so we had a very good thing going. And yeah,
where do you feel it all crumbled?
Mm.
When we had now to play the CAF Champions League.
Yeah, because what happened?
I was just here? Left, you know. I was left here. And the explanation...
You didn't travel with the team?
I never went. You know, you work... You know, it's like you work hard and... I felt like I was Moses at the time, you know.
Mm.
You work so hard and then you can't go to the promised land.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, and remember, yeah, in the beginning you explained that the only thing CAF is saying, if you don't have the qualification,
that's all.
You are not allowed on the bench. But you can still part of, you can be part of the post, yes, and pre, you can be part of everything, the half team talk. Plus, yes, it's literally your tactics.
Yes.
As per divide of the roles that you guys agreed on. So, was it okay? How was it communicated to you that, listen, Bakera, you're not going to Africa?
Yeah.
Was it even communicated for that matter?
You guys are putting me on the spot. You know, I don't like this conversation. And I always say the past clarity must go to the past. But yeah, look, we were traveling a Thursday to Joburg.
Yes.
Mm. I think on a Wednesday. That's when the chairman Patrick came to me at the last training session, to tell me that you are not traveling tomorrow with the delegation because you need to sort out your CAF diploma, because then we finished the exams, passed everything, but then it had to be loaded on the system.
Okay.
That so you've earned the qualifications.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Because that the CAF B license diploma allowed me to sit on the bench as an assistant. You know the dummy thing?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So we were waiting for that. But, I mean, it's online. If I stay here, what do I do?
100%.
For who?
Mm.
I mean, it's an online thing. It's not like I have to go knock at the door and say, please give me the paper here so that I travel. But I got the idea, and then the chairman said, no, we are going to fly Friday together. And I'm saying, but the team is playing Saturday. I said, okay, as humble as I am, I said, okay, it's fine. We do it.
Mm.
That call never came. I stayed, the team went, played. It's heading, eh?
And results did not go.
Yeah, the first one went our way, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a letter there that was summoned to me. It's not a good story at all. I think if it was your son or you would not like it, because it's like I was summoned to coach the players that remain at second division team. I mean, you know, in the contract, the coach is the one that plans the sessions.
That's true.
Now, an executive guy is the one that gives that instruction that the team must train. How do you do that? Just because you want to show muscles or what?
Do you feel that you were overlooked and your efforts were overlooked a lot? Not that it was necessarily always the case, but just, you know, towards that situation, especially when the coach, what's his name, Coffee, right?
Yeah,
when
yeah, he coach came, Coffee, yeah.
Do you feel that you were just overlooked because of a qualification, regardless of all those great achievements that you've had for the club?
Yeah, because look, you know, the CAF games played in that time, and we didn't qualify. So I thought it was not gonna go back to
normality,
you know.
Yeah,
I mean, and then I had to like sit a back seat again, and in the back of the mind is like, now you're gonna be an assistant coach to a coach
for second division.
No, this coach that never won a league, or the league. Besides that, a coach that doesn't know our league,
our players
in a league that I have just recently won.
Yes, literally last season.
With only losing one match.
That was a brilliant season, though. I was annoying in his game.
You know, I mean, is that logic? But I said, okay, good. We're pushing because probably the coach also had a year contract, because you can't just sign those few, because you don't have a prediction that we're gonna be knocked out.
Mm.
Probably the prediction was that we're gonna go
at
full
least
out.
Stage, yeah.
So the whole season.
Mm.
But I mean, from there it was not good at all. At training, the coach would not involve me in the sessions. So later I just became, a passenger there. Sometimes I just come, sit, watch, just to honor my contract.
The contract, yeah.
But as I say, God does things in a mysterious way. And then the gladiator opportunity came to go help
for
a good friend of mine, Paulus Shipanga.
Yeah.
So I asked the chairman, can I please go? Because I'm just a passenger here anyway.
Mm.
Can I please then go and help the nation on the other side?
Mm.
And Patrick didn't have a problem, and he said, yes, please go ahead. So I left, and 2 months. And then I came back. Stayed 1 week there, coached, and then they then release again Coach Kofi after the Chula Chula game lost.
Yeah,
and it's so, I don't know, maybe it's football, maybe we must make
it. Was it the after he was released, was after the cup, right?
The King Cup cup,
yes.
Yeah,
yes. So
hold that thought, Coach Bakera. Hold that thought. We just putting a pause just there by the King of Cup, him being released, Coach Kofi, and then we'll be back after the stick around.
Okay.
A better life.
Libya's heart and soul. We're bringing you the vibes and it's all today.
It is 8:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together. We have former African Stars coach, Mervin Bakera, now in charge of the heart of Dongeruk.
No, really.
Of the rechte span, Tigers.
Tigers,
And we just seeking clarity about some of the events that transpired with Coach Bakera, as well as the African Stars. Dr. Haki Kingob happens.
Mm-hmm.
African Stars, honestly speaking, shockingly loses to Chula Chula. If we have, let's be honest.
Mm.
That was a shocking loss. To be very honest, and I don't even have to be a supporter.
Yeah.
To know and say this. How did the conversation now go from there? Now, did management see? Okay, listen, the situation is not working out with Coach Kofi. Did they reapproach you to say, okay, look, sir, maybe take back your team and be in charge of your team? Or how did that conversation go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, after the Chula Chula lost, we went, I don't know whether the technical team was also summoned to the chairman's house. But then the information that we got, that we all had to go to the chairman's house. So we went there, Coach Kofi didn't make it. He didn't go there. So we had a conversation about the game, just a conversation. I think it's also the first time that we sat on the table with them since these dramas. So it's okay. And then we just had a conversation. Mm. Nothing.
Nothing confirmed.
Just about
nothing,
the game. Yeah. That's all. And then we just talked normal.
Mm.
So, and then the next morning, I just read on social medias again that the coach was released. So I was not even approached again to say, look, this is what we think, and this is what we're gonna do, just to talk, and there was a meeting that didn't sit very well with the former director then.
Mm.
Before that, because I came to claim for my funds that I didn't get when I was away with the national team.
Mm.
So I didn't get this money. I was not paid. And then I came. Because a certain month before that, I got not even half of my salary. And when I requested for it, and then the information that I got from a second hand, which I sent a guy that was doing that, he just came to tell me that, no, the director said, I don't want to say that.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah.
So then I came to say, guys, you didn't pay me. I was with the national team. National team. Mm. It's not that I went away at the plot, Koshitadu.
Mm.
I went to with the national team.
Mm. And plus, before the national team, you were just a spectator.
Yes. You and were. I gave him the letter that requested for my release from the FA.
Mm.
So then we had a conversation. It's just an ego conversation. Yeah, when last did you speak with me? And I'm saying, wait, what does this has to do with my salary?
Do you feel that they were probably also just frustrated with the state of the club at the time? And because you know how sometimes we just get frustrated and we don't really know how to fix things, or we're still trying to fix things at the moment. And sometimes you just lash out at the wrong people. Do you think maybe that's what was going on? Because, you know, at that time, sorry, when Coach Coffee left, the club, we were in a bad state.
Mm-hmm.
So could it maybe be frustrations from there?
Yeah, but it, you know, that if it has to be frustration, then I could have best already long time ago to the things that was done to me. I would have even best out and kept calm. I was humbled and remained to say, look, the bigger picture is the team, because the team that's is true. Bigger than all of us.
Come on, that's true.
All of us, even the management, they found this team here, and all of us, they're gonna leave the team here.
Mm.
The team is gonna continue.
Yes,
the
yes.
team is bigger than everyone.
Yes, mm. yes.
So that was my philosophy, that, you know, humble yourself, boy. This is a big team. Humble yourself, but don't lose your humility. Don't lose your principle.
But you were busy losing it.
Then I had to make a decision right now.
Mm.
That decision was like my last draw, because I had to say, look, no, in terms of humility, you can't allow this anymore. But then, coming back to your question, I think just be human. You know, our titles that we have means nothing on Judgment
Day. The end of the day. Yeah.
Means nothing. On Judgment Day, it's only your humility. How were you as a human on earth? Whether you had whatever titles means nothing. So we should not have this thing of titles and think that is more than a humility of people.
Mm.
Let's talk about the Ronny Canelo situation. I mean, we do know that the team hit a bit of a dip of form. There was a run of 6 games where you had 2 draws and 2 losses and 1 win. Mm. But I understand also in your sub-clause 10.9 of the contract,
mm-hmm.
it says that you have to maintain a top 2.
Yeah.
Okay? Which I understand that you have done despite the run of form.
No, mm-hmm. definitely, yeah.
Was the Ronny Canelo situation communicated to you? Were you released? Did you resign? What was the conversation? Was it, Kick, Pagera, results are not going well? Mm-hmm. We're at risk of losing our top 2.
Sharp,
even sharp, we bring in someone else.
Mm.
Guys, you know, that's why I said maybe I was too humbled. I don't know.
Mm.
But that's my nature. I will not change. You see, what you know, Ronnie is a good friend of mine.
Mm.
A guy that mentored me.
Yeah, yeah.
At a time. So he was honest with me. And when he is the one that gave me the call to say, my brother,
I got approached.
I'm taking this now. I got approached. Are you staying or what? In his remark, he was saying, I'm not even asking you. I'm demanding you to stay. So I told him a bit, no, I cannot stay in that toxic environment. Even if it was another team with you any other day, I will stay. Because we had a meeting after the Nampol game, after the Nampol loss.
Yeah.
We had a meeting and we talked of how it was like, how can the management support us? Because look, from last season, we did...
Which is valid.
We are performing our own targets. And when I came over and I took also for the second time from Coach Coffee, remember we played 6 games before the break?
Mm.
And in those 6 games, we won 5 games and drew 1.
Mm.
When I came back, 5 games in a row.
Come on.
and drew one. Mm. And then when we started, that's when we drew lost. And then you call in a meeting telling me, okay, good. Okay, it's good. I thought it's a supporting meeting. Because at a time, we also gonna hit the deep. We humans. We cannot say we will just be perfect, perfect, perfect.
And the club was going through a lot of changes anyway.
And this is, and remember when I left also, there's certain principles, so there's certain way how I ran the club and how Coach Kefi ran the club. Mm. It's two different things.
Yeah.
So when I came back, there were certain things that were also loose that I had now to say,
tighten up,
to tighten up again and say, guys, this is how we did it. Let's go back to this. And that also take a lot of focus and detail away from the club also.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not to give excuses. I'm just saying, you know, it's not the ideal situation where it was that we had to support each other there. Mm. That was the time where management had to support us and say, look, all along you have been there. Now you are going through a dip. This is what can we do? We gave the things that we think is a problem. But still, it continued the next week. We said, when it comes to technicalities, let the technical team deal with it. And then, again...
So there was interference from the top in terms of technicalities?
Yeah, I mean, because we had an itinerary that we gave in, and it was changed because of certain logistics. And then we said, please, let's keep to the...
To the original plan that was accepted.
Yes. And then the next week, we only got to find out on Wednesday that the game of Life Artists was changed to Friday, and it's not Saturday. So in your micro plan as a coach, you have Friday in it, and now it has to be changed. You also have a Saturday in mind. Then you probably say, okay, Monday we don't do a real regeneration. We're gonna start Tuesday, and we start so. We only trained two days that week. We only trained Tuesday, a friendly match, and we trained Wednesday. And then Thursday, we couldn't get the field in Ochuarongo because there was athletic or something. And we played Friday.
Yes.
But it's normal, eh? It's normal. Yes, so we take this, and then I ask again and say, look, we need to have an activity on Saturday because we're only playing Sunday. We didn't have an activity there. Because probably, I don't want to mention that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we only saw the players from playing Friday. We only saw them Sunday.
Sunday showing up to the field.
To the field. Yes. We had a bad game again. And then they called me. Yes, it's understandable. The result was not going.
Hmm.
They called me. We just talk around it. What is your strategy? How can you change this? I gave the strategy. Said, okay, good. Good luck. Nobody said, my friend, tomorrow we're going to bring somebody. Mm. That no one.
Or you have one more game to show
whatever,
us.
Whatever, nothing.
You
know what I mean?
We're going to honor the itinerary that you put forward. Hold the thought, Coach Pakera. Mm. Let's honor our sponsors. And then when we get back, we continue with this conversation.
Towards a brighter future for all Namibians.
It is 9:07 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Fresh FM, this is Wade Ed. And we're having a conversation with Coach Pakera, clearing the air. Please do understand also that after this, we are obviously also going to reach out to African Stars for comment and give them their right of reply. Now, just before the break, the news made by our friends at Future Media News, Coach Pakera, you were outlining where we were outlining where Ronnie came into the picture, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that he mentioned to you, he called you, saying that, look, listen,
heads up, yeah.
He demanded please stay, but you mentioned no. Look, if it's any other team, you're my friend, you're someone that I even look up to. Yeah. I will love the opportunity to coach with you or co-coach with you.
Yeah.
So moving from there now. Was it not officially communicated to you now to say, okay, look, Ronnie's coming in. Let's a new project. Stay with us. You will work as an assistant again. Please, sir, there's the door. What was was anything communicated to you, for goodness sake?
No, that's what I said. You know, the only person that called me now is just Ronnie. And I also said that because of the experience I had when Coach Coffee came in. That bad experience.
Yes.
So I didn't want to go through that experience. So we continued and we went to the training that day. So he called me around 3 o'clock to confirm. And I said, okay, fine. Let me hear from my employers. Because Ronnie is not my employer. You know, let me hear from my employer. So I said, okay, good. I'm still going to continue coaching. So I went through the training. And then one of the directors came to introduce the Coach Ronnie.
While you are there?
While I'm there.
Nothing has been communicated?
Nothing has been communicated. Owens. The only call I called, I was called by the chairman, Patrick, early in the morning. But he just also asked, like in the previous meeting, what is your strategy? But the people feel you need a hand. If we get somebody like Ronnie, will you be okay to work? I said, no, I'm not going to go in that scenario again. And then he said,
you
okay,
made
good.
That very clear.
Yes, yeah. I made it clear.
Because it didn't work the first time around, yeah.
Because, you know, it was a bad experience. So then I said, okay, good. Then he said, okay, good. Good luck then. You know, because I gave him the strategy to revive. So he said, okay, then good luck. So then we moved on.
Good luck with the strategy moves now. Okay.
I don't know what was...
what do you mean with that good luck for?
Yeah, so... How? So then when the director came and he announced in front of the players, everybody that... Because I already had most now the call with Ronnie. Mm. So I knew he's going to come. So then he introduced the coach as a head coach and I was introduced as an assistant.
You must have seen the... I can just see the confusion from the players in that moment. And the last thing you need in the dressing room is confusion.
Yeah.
Then, as humble as I am, I said, okay, good. I kept quiet. Then I took over training also that day. Done the training. And then I was waiting now. The call from my employers didn't come. And the next time I said, okay. Man, be the younger or be the humble guy as you are again.
And approach.
Make the call.
Yeah.
So I made the call to the director that made the announcement, and he didn't answer the call. So I then made the call to Salomon. I said, "You, my employer, when are we gonna engage to what is you know?" And then he said, "No, come tomorrow 8 o'clock." So I went to him. We sat, and I told him. And then he said, no, it's gonna be not going to be changed. Your salary is going to be the same. But this must now, the roles and the description roles is going to change.
Yeah.
And also, the last time we had a rosy conversation like that, when he said, you're going to be co-coach with Coach Coffee and all these things. But then it turned out I couldn't what also it, be get paid and all this treatment that I got. So then I also told him, look, I'm going to make a decision. But this decision has nothing to do with our relationship. It has something to do with me as a human. Okay? So I went on. I said, okay, look, this is involving some contracts. I'm not having a legal background. So let me find somebody that just have a legal background.
That can advise.
Yeah, that can advise and write the letter to them that we are looking for, you know, clarity here and... what is the way forward and all these things just to put it on paper so that it's not going to be like the last time. So then it was emailed to them. And
by your representative now?
Yes.
Okay.
But they responded through a manager or father or CEO. Just a training. That's when I was told because they came a training to discuss the letter. And then a training father who acted as a manager and our CEO told me, no, I said, please come tomorrow 9 o'clock at the office. But I told father then, but how do they communicate with me while I have a representative now?
Yeah.
And the medium of instruction was email. Why don't you just
respond
send the email?
Respond.
Saying, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we have received your letter. Please come this time. By that time, my representative was out of town. So then I told father, look, let's shift the meeting from 9 to 5. Then the representative will be in. Because I was also just,
protecting
being human
yourself.
Again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying now. These things that I'm saying now, maybe it will implicate me going forward. But
But you're speaking from a human's perspective.
So I said, okay. So then I called father again. Look, we have asked for a shift of meeting. What now? It's just me. Because it's also something that I couldn't, that was as I didn't supposed to do, because the communication
it's
should have been
to be via, representative.
Via the representative.
Yeah.
And then I was communicated, no, you were asked to stay away from the club's activity for now. So that's when I stayed away from the club's activities. I was told to stay away. And then, as a human being, you have to succumb to those
At some point.
Yeah, so that's where we are now.
There's an article that was released that was written by Aburi Dlovu. It's out in the New Era. The article reads a response from Aputi Salmohei. It reads, yes, you have submitted a letter of demand, and his response is, we did not change his terms of conditions. He was going to be getting the same salary. We just reorganized the technical team. After receiving the letter, we called Bakera and his representative for a meeting, and they did not show up. I'm guessing this is not the one that you asked to show from 9 to 5. Okay. He added that Bakera was away for 2 months and he did not work for the club. This is not in response to the letter of demand now.
Mm-hmm.
The 72 hours have passed now and Bakera has moved on. Should I tell my new coach, Ronnie, to stop coaching Stars and remain without a coach? Remember, Stars also paid for his KFB license. Must we claim from him the investment we made? The coach, yeah, that's the quote. That's the quote from that article, as reported by Aburi Dlovu, that spoke to them.
Yeah, you see, I also didn't want. That's why I also told my representative, I don't want these newspaper things. I don't want this. I'm not this guy. I'm not this public. And, you know, I'm. I believe, you know, God has always a purpose for us, and He has predestined our destination, and we should keep faith in Him, you know, going. But, you know, reading that, you know, it's you can see it's really.
You're really hurt by the situation.
It hurts. Because, look, as I've told you, I've alluded to it in the beginning. The same person who writes that have approached me 2019, right? To come and join the team. When the football squabble started and all these things.
Nationally now.
Yes. And continued. When the coach went back, he asked me to say, stay in the interim. Then we will sort you out. Okay? But 2019, that's how I started. 2020, 2021. I didn't get any salary. No funds. So should I now, if he's saying they are claiming from the funds,
the KFB license,
so should I now also claim all those? Come on, this is so emotional and hurtful. A comment that has to come from somebody, you know, with all these things, I'll still have respect for them. But you write such things. What about all those years? And we had to,
and we
were going through hardship. Because remember, certain there was an NFPFL league that started that the club didn't join.
Yes,
so
I remember
we had to
the
keep the name
league.
Of the club intact.
Yes.
We had to keep players. We have to train them every single day. And you can go to record. Since 2019 till today, there was no day I was absent at African Stars training ground. Whether we were training 3 or 4 players back then when we had squabbles.
Yeah.
I was there.
That is incredible.
When we were playing and we organized games just for the team to continue. So that the name
and the
can
movement,
continue.
Yeah.
We organized game all those years. Yes, they could give, you know, sometime you give 3,000 there or whatever there or some funds there. But there was no consistent.
To say this is your professional.
For 3 years, I continued. And you're going to come and claim the KFB diploma? Come on.
Coach Bakera, you're at Tigers now. Obviously, the other matters now, sub judice, because now the lawyers are involved. You're at Tigers now. Moving forward, this is obviously a case that you're not going to drop. You are demanding for your compensation for the, especially for those 2 months. I don't know now if you're going to add those 3 years, those from 2019 to 2022. That's probably a conversation that you need to have with your with your representative.
Yeah.
Going forward now with Tigers, you started this weekend. Talk to us about this new chapter.
Yeah, good. As I said,
because it's a club that you also love.
Yeah,
it's a club that you love.
That I played for 8 years. Yeah. 8 years. Let it. Yeah, I think it was not your ideal situation last weekend where you only take over on Friday.
And then you have a game the next day.
You have to sit on the bench for the next day and then Saturday. So I think there's objectives that we have set. I think it's a project that one has now. You know, there's just that new breath. You know, that you want to challenge on and work hard again. Because in everything I do, I give my all. Because I always believe, you know, success is not measured on what other people have achieved. But it's measured what you have achieved compared to your potential.
Yes.
Your God-given potential.
Your potential, yeah.
Yes. So we're going to work hard to make sure that everybody, not only the players, everyone
in the team, Tigers, yeah,
perform to their maximum potential so that, you know, God will always be with those who work hard. So that we work hard and then make sure that we end in a respectful position when it comes to the league competition. And there's also a cup competition,
yes,
the
yeah.
FA competition. So we also want to also push as much as we can. But a good lad, yesterday we had a very good session. We had a very good session, a visual session. We talked, we showed visuals and we talked. Trying to go through the game models that we're going to see in terms of the players, that we have to find the correct structure that will give the balance based on the players that we have. So I think we started on not a very good note, the players
to
are
come
keen.
Back to the stadium. They
the
need
players
to come
are keen.
Stadium, yeah.
Everybody is keen. Only Friday I engaged the chairman. We talked. It's early days, but it's a new breath.
And you feel energized again. Now.
So yes, so we need to push. With the former team, you know, I'll always appreciate them. You know, I'm a league champion today because of African Stars. I'm a CAF B diploma because of Patrick Kauta. Because Patrick Kauta really, you know, sometimes he sounds so ruthless, but it's just to push. You know, I got to understand him. You know, last season he really pushed me to the maximum, even with the education. How to get to Zambia? He really pushed, and I will always, you know, he will always have an appreciation place in my heart, and the supporters and the players of African Stars will always have that appreciateful place. It's not that, you know, in football I don't believe in grudges, you know, so I don't have anything against the club. This is just a mere contractual thing and a human part.
Yeah.
You know, you can just continue until at a certain point, because you're just a mere human.
You run out of steam,
day. So yeah, that's it.
All right,
yeah.
Coach Mervin Bakeda, thank you so much for finding a safe space in us.
Yeah,
thank you so much
for
using this opportunity also as a mental exercise. Because you kept mentioning the human
humility,
aspect
yeah,
of
yeah.
it, and we really appreciate it. We wish you all the best going forward. The league is exciting as it is right now,
yeah.
Because you are a powerful coach with Tigers, a powerful team.
Yeah. How much more of the league is left?
How much? Yeah.
We have now 10 games left.
10 games. Phew. Okay.
Yeah, so it's still a while to go.
So we're gonna push in terms of the league competition and also the FA also. So I think I also wish the best to Fresh FM. You guys are always
thank you so much.
You know, we always keep to that. So keep this. I wish you guys were players. This powerful duo.
Yeah, you can use him, eh? Striker, midfielder, what?
The two of you are a very, very powerful duo. And please continue your relationship.
Yeah. And thank you so much.
May God bless you in your future endeavors.
Thank you, Coach Makeda. Same for you, man.
At 9:24, as an African Star supporter, you got your answers, Shekwan?
Yeah. I know, culture is culture forever.
No. African Star supporters love you. Yeah. Let me tell you that right now. It's 9:24 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got still so much more coming up. Adulting is coming up. Stick around. Leave it on Fresh FM.
Crystal Gold, Still Gold, Still Gold, Still Gold's amazing look.